landing strip is the 331st edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Arnold.
This is Chris.
And thank you so much for tuning in. Wait, what?
It's been a while. I forgot.
Oh, geez. You okay over there?
I'll live.
God damn it. Thank you so much for tuning in. First time for us getting together after a while, folks.
The reboot.
Yeah, the reboot where we're trying to just stick to the important stuff.
Week 7 of the Superstar Shakeup. So
we're
the wild cards.
We're shook.
Yeah.
They shook us.
You were shook. I was tussled. Arnold was
were you caressed?
Pushed to the floor.
Yes.
Yeah, you were putting, okay. All right. If you are joining us live, thank you so much. Log into your YouTube account, and then you can chat along with us. You ask questions, talk shit, fact check, whatever. I'll try to take a look at it and involve you as best as I can into the show. If you're not watching us live, that's okay. You can still catch us on the replay, and you can leave a comment right here in the YouTube section down underneath, or you can interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Houston Wrestling Radio. We also have a Twitter and Instagram. You can find it. I don't use it that much, but I don't know. Porsche's been using the Twitter a lot recently.
Good for her.
Yes.
It's been a few weeks.
Yes.
It'd be.
Have you guys been following the wrestling stuff, the WWE stuff?
Wait, wrestling? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah. Oh, you want to do the Marvel bracket?
No.
I came to talk about the Astros 10-game winning streak. Oh, it's fine. 10.
I thought they were at 9.
No, it's at like 7.
Oh, okay.
But, I've been keeping up. It's been a little harder to keep up.
Explain why.
Raw's been not that good lately. SmackDown's been not that good lately. It's been okay. Like, I feel like they're supposed to be kicking into fucking the new gear because they're gonna go to Fox. They got to do all this shit, and they're just like, they don't know what they're doing. They're literally coming up with the shit on the fly.
What was the first sign where the brand split blue started kicking in?
Roman Reigns going to Raw
and
them canceling a house show. Like, they're going to act like they didn't do that for nothing if you want, but that's when you need to, ratings are down. Go.
I think there was a couple of red flags even before all that when – because I think it was before Roman. Somebody, I think it was a tag team or something. They got drafted. Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't get drafted.
Almas.
Was it Almas?
It was Almas because, the whole Black. Charlotte. Yeah, they didn't, supposedly Charlotte pulled the power move backstage and said, no, El Conmigo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that all just shifted a bunch of shit. It's just like it's looking like the inmates running the fucking asylum over there, man.
Yeah,
it's just like, what the hell is going on? Like, I don't know.
In hindsight, it sounds like a good problem to have where somebody wants you that badly that they want all of your time.
Yeah,
the clingy girlfriend that wants all of you.
Yeah,
but at the same time, sometimes you need a guy's night. Sometimes you just need to rub one out on your own. You know
exactly. But see. Yesterday was the first time.
It looks like you've never done it.
Yesterday was the first time since Roman Reigns came back. And his music hit, and I went, oh.
Really?
But you're supposed to remember that he's fighting leukemia.
Yeah, I know.
And he's one of your people.
I like that. I
already fought leukemia.
I like you that. Won. Once a week. once a week, maybe twice in a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Not thrice. I love thrice, but not that kind of thrice.
Yeah.
And they showed the video. They show the video package too whenever he's not there.
Yeah,
to remind you, hey,
Yeah. So I don't know. It's a mess. One thing I have been getting out is there's at least been some pretty damn good wrestling this past month or so.
There's been some good matches.
Just superstars that don't normally fight each other have been fighting each other is what I like. New wrestling, wrestlers going on and just a change of pace. I've been watching NXT, but I feel like nothing's happening on NXT. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, I feel like I've been watching 3 filler episodes in a row over the past month.
Really?
I don't feel like it's really, impactful right now. And I want to get it because I'm fucking hyped with the Slipknot entrance. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's fucking watch NXT.
All out life.
And then I do, however, like that these two Mexican dudes – Jose, Juan, and Alberto, or whatever.
Carrillo and Mendoza?
Yes, those two guys are fucking awesome. One of them more than the other. The one that was already a cruiserweight, I think that guy is good. Not the guy that was, feuding with, the redneck guys, the MAGA guys. The guy that, fought somebody.
I'm so fucking lost because I haven't been watching NXT at all.
It's good, man. It's just, what the hell? It's kind of directionless. Mm.
Robert Trapp, welcome.
Thank you for back. Joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, he says. He says the monster among Marx is here to support, even though I'm at work. Luis Rodriguez, what's up, man? He says, "Fire Vince McMahon." Hashtag fire Vince McMahon.
Is that the solution?
No.
Or is ending the brand split the solution?
Yeah. Yes. At this point, I am so not invested as to who's on what brand already before the brand split, because I felt like, okay, whatever. It's a little underwhelming who's going where. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a little bit of optimism with Roman going to SmackDown, but like on the undercard, I didn't really care. This legitimately happened. Once we got this wild card bullshit and it was three, but no, it's four because storyline, the storyline itself was kind of lame as well. Yeah. Like, oh no, Lars just intimidated Vincent to make it at four. Now it's four across the board. I'm like, all right, this is stupid. But see, I thought it was only these particular four every week can bounce. No, any four, any particular week.
But it's going to be Roman at least twice a month.
I knew I gave zero shits when Apollo Crews music hits on Raw, and I didn't realize he was a SmackDown superstar and that he was one of the four.
First thing I said, I was like, oh, yeah, he is on Raw.
No, first thing,
I'm like, oh, he's on SmackDown.
First, yeah. They cut Mojo Rawley's music halfway to play Apollo's music.
Right.
And then he walks out before Mojo even
finishes. I was more interested to see what the fuck they're going to do with this new Mojo.
You're one of three. It's interested in seeing Mojo. I mean, maybe.
I'm more interested in that than I was in Apollo Crews jumping as a wild card. Because it's like true. He just went whoop, whoop. Like, that's not it's not a surprise. It's not a oh my God moment when he was just there a month ago.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the fact that they're rushing through stuff because of the rating scare is also a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have really. I wanted Kofi as a champion, obviously. Yeah. We've all wanted a black champ on top. You could have easily had a rematch at this next pay-per-view with Kofi and Bryan. Mm-hmm. They burned through that fast.
Yeah.
And then last week, Kofi defended the belt twice that week, Raw and SmackDown? Yeah. It just feels like they're kind of panicking a little, and they're rushing through stuff where if you know what you're doing, you don't worry what's around you. Eventually, everything comes back around if you just stay your course. That's how they survived the Attitude Era. That's how they survived WCW. That's how they survived 83 weeks of getting their asses whooped. They stayed their course because they knew where the light was at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Now the light at the end of the tunnel is flickering out, it seems, that they're just like rushing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what's like the last two or three weeks. It's been background noise. Like, I do other things, or I'm not paying attention, or I hear a theme song. I was like, oh, great. I'm glad I'm not watching.
The last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I have not finished either Raw or SmackDown. Like, I'll start watching in the main event. I was like, I don't care.
Last night, it was pre-taped. Yeah. Last night when the main event was Braun versus Sammy, I told Trav, deuces, I'm gone. I went home.
Yeah.
I came back home.
And see, part of this, too, at least for me, I don't know if I'm putting words in your guys' mouth, but part of it for me is that sawn through the bullshit when it comes to the brand split. Mm-hmm. Like, they tried really hard at the apex of the most splittiest of times when they were brand split, when it was, this is Raw, this is SmackDown, they don't touch each other on the plate, and that's it. And, like, even then, I'm like, who are these people that are only Raw fans or only SmackDown fans? Yeah. You get Vince McMahon.
It used to be broke people, because UPN was SmackDown.
But even
Exhibits
then,
A and B right here.
Even then, those motherfuckers, like Exhibits A and B, we go to our friend's house to have cable and we watch Raw. Yeah. I wasn't a SmackDown fan. I was a wrestling fan. I was a WWE fan.
Okay.
There was differences between WCW and WWE fans. There was difference between WWE and TNA fans sometimes. There was crossover between all of those promotions. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, ain't nobody that's just a SmackDown fan. Yeah. Ain't nobody running out there buying only a Raw t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, that's never happened. But I kind of somewhat almost bought it when it was at its peak.
When they were trying their best to take that seriously.
Now it's not at its fucking peak. Yeah. Everybody's just misjudging.
They took away Baron or whatever, and now the McMahons just run both shows.
And here's the worst part. When the McMahons first came back together, they were going to be all faces, and we had the power.
Yeah.
4 weeks.
Not, yeah.
4 fucking weeks, and it went right back to status quo. All of them are motherfuckers, except Triple H, which I don't know where he is, except NXT.
Robert Medlin, welcome.
Welcome back.
Hector Reyes.
Oh, snap.
Welcome.
Apparently the word got out. Like,
sorry, I took your spot.
Yes. Sorry, I took your spot. Robert says, let's lighten up the mood here. Robert says this, Kabuki Bukkake Warriors have returned.
Oh, why didn't I say that? Why didn't I see that the Bukkake Warrior is now managing the Kabuki Warriors? Anyway, okay, first thing I thought of, didn't there used to be a Kabuki something back in like the 90s? In the WWF?
80s, yeah.
What was it? Like the Kabuki man or something?
No, there was a wrestler.
The Kabuki Warrior?
His name Kabuki.
Yeah, in World Class Championship Wrestling, the Kabuki.
You see, I thought it was even like sooner than like when like... Yeah.
No.
Like,
no, I think it was just Kabuki.
It was Kabuki. Kabuki? Yeah. Because I like as soon as I heard it, I was like, why does that sound already familiar?
Yeah, well, Kabuki. I mean, Kabuki's a fucking word.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, why though?
I'm gonna do a better job than Robert and try to bring up the conversation because we're gonna come back down in a little bit. One of the positives so far with this brand split is that they're willing to test out a couple of things with some guys. I don't know if you guys have been liking the deep old school promos that Aleister Black has been cutting on SmackDown, but the highest segments every week have got to be Firefly Funhouse.
Dude, I'm loving it. I am loving it so much. I had a discussion with my mother-in-law about it.
Wait, what?
My mother-in-law watches wrestling.
All right, let him speak.
My mother-in-law watches wrestling. Okay. That's why I'm the favorite son-in-law. Yeah. So we hadn't talked about wrestling in a while. So I went over. We went to like a little family trip over the weekend. But while we were waiting to leave, I was like, "Hey, have you?" Because she loves she was already a big Bray Wyatt mark. Like she had like a. So, and she was always bummed out that he was always getting kind of like fucked, basically. Mm-hmm. And I remember after WrestleMania, she was like, "Hey, Bray Wyatt's supposed to come back soon, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, I think so, but man, I don't know how special they can make Bray Wyatt anymore."
Oh, and then
fucking the little thing came out. Which
first
thing, I remember the first week, I completely missed the promos y'all told me about the little buzzer, and I was like, "Oh, I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about." Then I looked it up while we were on the air. I was like,
"Dick in a box."
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh god!" I was like, "That's Bray, hell yeah!" And then the fact that they named Mercy the buzzer after Waylon Mercy, where he got his character from, fucking awesome. Just like layered shit. And then I actually, because I do the Twitter thing. When he did this thing about like in 2015, I did 7 promos in a row where one sentence did not match. If you put them all together, says a phrase. And then this Monday, boom, he tweeted the whole phrase. He was like, and people were like legitimately trying. Like, "Oh, I was one sentence away," or "Oh, isn't that..."
What was the phrase?
I don't know. It's so fucking long, dude. I'll look it up for you while we're talking. Okay. But, dude, the fact that he took something, he foreshadowed something 4 years in the goddamn making, that's paying off a motherfucking storyline right there, man.
His mannerisms are familiar with coaches that help people with PTSD. He's been working a lot on every aspect of this character.
You know what this character kind of reminds me of?
Mr. Rogers on crack?
Well, no. The secret character, I mean. Twisty from American Horror Story. Third season?
I didn't watch.
That's the first thing Bianca, my wife, said. It was, "Hey, American Horror Story, Freak Show."
Yeah, Freak Show. That was the third season, right?
That was
with Twisty. Like Twisty was the name of the fucking clown. I was like, "Oh, wow." And
so the whole phrase was word line by line, which every one of these lines he said out of place in a promo like 5 weeks or 6 weeks in a row. It's, "What makes you smile? I know you're listening. Let me in. We don't belong here. What happened to you was such a tragedy. Limbo is no place for a soul like yours. I believe I found the answer. The angel with the burnt wings is waving you on home." He tweeted that before Raw, which was the answer to his little riddle that he posted. Mm-hmm. Apparently his first people he's fighting with, like either feuding with or siding with, is Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Because he added them, like, Roman and Seth. "I just wanted to let you know that I'm super sorry for all the atrocities I have committed against you and old guys over the years. If you ever need a third for a Shield reunion. We're totally down. Best friends? Like, he's fucking psycho, dude. Like, yeah. P.S. I miss you, John Moxley. Look at a fucking mark. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I'm loving everything Bray Wyatt right now. Like, his promos, the fact that he, you know, they got rid of the dick nose guy in Slipknot. I guess he's going to join it, you know what I mean? Because he looks like a Slipknot character to me with the fucking mask.
That's the same guy that makes the Slipknot masks. Is the guy it? That made
oh, it. Oh, really?
Made this I know it's something to do with, like, so Night of the Living Dead, too. Yeah. Like, he, like, does something like that. First thing
Which, by the way, Slipknot's supposed to be debuting new masks this week. The next chapter of Slipknot with new masks.
That's right. What if it's Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
What if it's a, like, a buzzard mask?
Oh. He replaces Gray.
Oh. Okay, so...
Bonus points for anybody that got that.
When this whole thing like unraveled on Monday with the whenever they because yeah. That's why I watched Raw. I shit you not.
That's probably one of the few things that keep me watching Raw.
That 3 minutes.
They're fucking smart because they put it all the way at the end almost.
Yeah.
So I was just waiting there. I was waiting there having a pint of ice cream. And
motherfucker, I got one.
So he does his new little thing, whatever, and then it's cool. And then that's when he does like, are you ready to see my secret transformation? They put like leg up, like from start from the bottom up.
Yeah.
First thing I see the pants, and I'm like, oh no, doink. Oh no, he's gonna be a clown.
Well, and
I hate clowns.
And then
he turns around, like, ah, I'm not sure what the hell that is, but
well, it kind of is a clown. It is a clown. Like twisty.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, was it Hector? He was saying it reminds me of the clown from Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet tooth.
Sweet tooth. Yeah.
Cool.
Who also had a lot of eerie quote unquote promos. If you watch like the stories and stuff like that, I remember one time I beat the game with everybody, so you see their little stories and shit that. Crazy motherfucker.
Actually, Sweet Tooth is in Rocket League right now.
No way!
They actually added Twisted Metal cards, and Sweet Tooth's one of them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I love it.
That's
it awesome. Patriot? Is it that fucking like,
Warhog?
The tank?
Warhog.
Yeah.
So who's got it worse right now? The Usos or the Revival?
The Revival.
Explain to them why.
The Usos are doing stuff of kind of relevance. And they were in there, you know, with Roman, and they were being referred to as the Bloodline, which was something that they teased years ago that they're going to make an actual stable called the Bloodline and have them all there. Okay, cool. So there's hope that they're going to go somewhere with this and become something. But with the Revival, it's dumb. Stupid. It's degrading them a little bit. I'm embarrassed for them. And apparently this is all because they're on punishment.
Because they didn't extend their contract.
Yeah.
Because they won out. Like,
because they won out. But remember the every time somebody's getting punished and stuff like that, like the last thing Baron was the last one who was doing stuff like that. Currently Braun is also being punished for botching WrestleMania, the thing. Anytime I think of stuff like that, I instantly think of one person who got completely annihilated for a whole year because of the fucking the Madison Square Garden click thing.
Triple H.
I think he turned out all right.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Good point. When these guys are getting, you know, put through the ringer, he's basically getting tips. If anything, sometimes I would see that as like a challenge, in which if you follow them on social media, they're acknowledging what's going on. And in fact, today they share like an embarrassing picture.
And they're even like, they're actually like, they actually act this crap out. Yeah, so whatever crap they're giving them, they're making the best of it.
Yeah.
So either they can get themselves more over so that they're worth more when they're ready to leave, or
make them a deal they can't refuse.
Yeah.
You think the Revival's getting hosed or the Usos?
I think the Usos, only because, man, they were going somewhere. Like, and they had, like, they still aren't going somewhere. They're back to being fan favorites, which means they're going to get watered down a little bit. But I like not knowing week to week, whether they were heel or face. Because they were tweeners, but they were, like, cool. You know what I mean? It's like something cool. And then Mystic Man saw, hey, people like this. Hey, let's run with this. And you're like, no, okay, it's not cool anymore.
It's not cool anymore. It's that they got watered down for a larger audience on Raw.
Okay.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. Remember when we did the brand split episode? I said the Usos were a little less
penitentiary,
less penitentiary, and a little more face paint.
Yeah,
and now it's like blatant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, these Usos, these aren't they're not day one ish anymore. Yeah, they're fucking.
They had them doing like the little spiel while they were in the entrance.
What the fuck is Usy hot? Like, really?
That was really
like
dumb.
The whole rivalry.
Really
dumb.
Yeah.
Like they have a pre-show match against the SmackDown Tag Champions.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Daniel after Bryan, these last man. 3 weeks of doing this stuff with yeah. the Revival. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Especially where they were 3 months ago. The Usos 3 months ago were like one of the best tag teams that everybody wanted to watch SmackDown for. Yeah. And now look at them. 2 weeks ago,
they still work for me.
Look at them.
Robert Medlin says, at least Revival is getting TV time. Cues sad Rusev and Nakamura.
Or the Raw Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins?
Yeah, they're still the champs.
Still?
Yeah.
Could have fooled me.
Who cares? I don't care.
Exactly.
Y'all want to break down Money in the Bank?
Sure.
Do it.
Money.
Who has it worse, Usos, Revival, or Daniel Bryan? Your WrestleMania heavyweight champion is on the pre-show tag match with Rowan defending the titles against the Usos.
It wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't for the fact that it was on the pre-show. I dig that they are the tag champs, yeah. as him and Rowan. Mm-hmm. They could do something with this. And, hey, they're going to convert those two belts, too. They already teased that. Okay, cool. I'm okay with this. They keep winning different belts to fucking convert the belts to him. Like, that's cool. You could give that legs.
Yeah.
But you done chop those legs out from underneath them when you put them on the fucking pre-show.
Yeah, you could have put something else in the pre-show.
Anticipation level.
I'm not going to watch it.
Well, it's them versus who?
Usos.
Oh, that's right. 4.
For the match, 8. I know it's going to be a badass match. Am I going to watch it? No, I'm not going to watch it.
So you don't care who wins?
No.
I'm at a 0. I'm not watching this.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it. If they don't want me to watch it, I won't watch it.
I got Team Bryan and Redwood winning.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns against Elias. Anticipation, Arnold.
2. 1 for Elias, 1 for Roman, because I don't hate them anymore.
But it's Roman. He's surviving leukemia. Aren't you supposed to be leukemia?
It's a terrible storyline. I think Shane McMahon is ruining this storyline somehow. Shane McMahon being a heel just isn't working this time. I think it's
best in the world.
Yeah. See, that was funny for like a week, maybe 2. Now it's just kind of like jumping the shark. It's like, okay, I don't even know if he's doing that whole best in the world thing as far as like the entrance thing, like where he fucks with that dude.
No, he does.
I don't know. I think Elias is getting a raw deal here.
Elias is getting overshadowed with all this.
No, I don't care. And Roman, of course.
I'm going to go with about 5. I like Elias. Roman, okay, whatever. The match itself, okay, whatever. It's just personal beef that I don't really care about that much. And it's with Shane, not with actually Elias. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Elias could be doing a lot more.
And wasn't Mystic Man the initial person who was supposed to be?
Yeah, it was supposed to be beef. So it's like beef passed from Vince down to Shane, and you pass that beef down to Elias. So, and it's like there's too much beef passing.
So Shane gets mad that Roman punches his dad.
Yeah.
When Miz is mad that Shane punched his dad.
Well, there's supposed to be some ironic hypocrisy there. Yeah, so I get that. Okay. But still, I don't know.
I'm at a 0. Roman's winning.
And it's where the fuck is Miz in all this? Because, Miz is supposed to be mixed in
all
this.
Well, they tagged on SmackDown.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they had Miz TV on Raw, which I kind of was liking the chemistry.
Because he straight up said, I don't want the old Miz, I want the new Miz.
That's true. That was good.
I hated to admit the fact that I was digging what those two were putting out.
I've said it for about a year now, and I feared him being a face because I think they were going to ruin him. But I'm like 100% Miz fan. I love Miz, dude. He's like... He's doing it. He's doing it.
Hector has the prediction of the century here in the live chat. This is the hottest of hot takes.
Oh.
He says, Shane's going to interfere in the match.
What?
Oh, my God. Really?
Shenanigans.
Shane? The hell you say?
Arnold, put your money where your mouth is. Anticipation for the steel cage match. Miz versus Shane McMahon.
Wait a second. Did we finish with this match?
Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck.
All right. Nobody gives a fuck.
8. I love steel cage matches, although you can't see and it's kind of annoying. I just love the brutality that goes on between them inside of the cage, and the whole squirrely Shane's gonna try to escape a bunch of times, and now Miz is the one that's gonna be trying to push him in, which normally in every Miz match for the past 12 years is the other way around. That's pretty cool. And as of WrestleMania, like their little feud to me, it's fine. Like anything they do, if they could have had a Last Man Standing match, and I would have still said an 8, even though you made me hate Last Man Standing matches.
You know what?
You made me realize how much they suck.
You know what, Arnold? You talked me up from a 4 to a 6 for this match. I'm at a 6.
I'm at 5.
5? Okay.
A lot of things that have been good, not great in WWE is getting bogged down by the bad. I think if the rest of Raw wasn't so shitty, I'd probably be more hype for this match. But knowing that it's on this pay-per-view with a bunch of other stuff that I'm kind of about, it's not all there.
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. But another thing that bothers me about this match is that Miz, Raw superstar, is going against Shane, who's SmackDown superstar. I mean, that whole feud, authority,
he hovers on.
But that whole feud was born from SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So it's like, again, bullshit with a superstar shakeup. Why even move him to Raw if you're going to keep him with his SmackDown feud?
Who you got with him?
Shane, unfortunately.
Again?
Miz won
what?
Well,
I got Miz winning.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Miz winning. Yeah. Miz winning. Yeah,
and end this for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake, end it. Now he's on a different brand.
Yeah.
Let Shane stick to the blue brand, be an asshole on the blue brand with Roman. Let Miz do his own thing.
Miz versus freaking Joe for the U.S. title.
Let's get some title matches.
Okay.
Yay.
Tony Nese against Arya Daivari. Cruiserweight title on the main show. Wow. Anticipation level.
That should have been flipped.
On paper, 7.
Damn.
I don't know anything about this. I haven't been watching 205. So last 205 match I seen was at WrestleMania. So I have no clue what's going on.
I didn't
even
see that match.
I like Daivari. Like him a lot.
Make it work.
Nice to see he's getting a come up. Okay, cool. Why not? Yeah. 7. Blind. Completely blind. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You, 7. Ciego, take your glasses off. Give it to Space Level.
Uno.
Oh!
I don't care about this match.
Uno?
Dang. I don't watch 205. Tony Nese is okay. Kind of prototypical. But like for Cruiserweight, he's not. So that's kind of cool. Arya Daivari, I have not liked his. I don't like the typical fucking you know, like rich fucking Arab.
Fights in the white muscle beater.
Yeah, like I don't like that shit. So I don't care.
Okay.
On paper, I got a 7. I've got Nese retaining.
Yeah, I hope
hopefully that the match is good quality enough. Sorry at the expense of Daniel Bryan, but that they keep the Cruiserweight title on this fucking main pay-per-view for the next couple of pay-per-views.
I can't believe it. Because
we've been saying this for months, man. When Cedric had the belt, where was their match? When Buddy Murphy was having the belt, when was their match? Unless they were in Australia, where was that match? WrestleMania, where the fuck has that match been? So, if it's a title, it's supposed to mean something.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. If you got 14 fucking titles and you haven't got room for 10 matches, then what the fuck? But, you know.
205 is so weird, man, because 205 is consistently putting on some of the best matches main roster, quote unquote, WWE has. And it's just not respected by marks, even though this is like a very marquee flavor kind of division, but nobody pays attention to it because WWE doesn't put a spotlight on it.
It's not because they don't pay attention to it. It's because WWE does what WWE does and they put a WWE thing on it. Because nobody wanted to see, at first, nobody wanted to see Drew Gulak with the fucking no fly zone. Nobody wanted to see Mustafa Ali look like Sub-Zero. Nobody wanted to see fucking half the gimmicks. Jack Gallagher with the fucking
umbrella
fly.
I know, that was kind of cool.
These are all
people
cool
just
want to
see.
Other people didn't.
People just want to. The hardcore guys want to see cruiserweight wrestlers wrestle.
I wanted to
no storyline, no bullshit. I don't want to fight you because you spilled coffee on my tights. Yeah. I don't want to fight you because you pissed on my grandpa's grave.
Yeah.
No, let's just wrestle, and whoever's the best fucking wrestler at the end of the match is better. And that's why right now, Ring of Honor, MLW, for a lesser extent, Impact, definitely New Japan is coming up on the rise because you don't need all that fluff.
Yeah.
You don't. Sometimes you just want steak.
That's what we were all hoping for when we got the cruiserweights.
The tournament was straight up New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact.
Yeah, the first couple episodes of 205 I would watch is because of that. Like, oh, cool. It's just straight wrestling. You know what I expected? The first hour of Nitro.
Yes.
That's what I expected. And I got the second hour of Raw.
Okay.
shenanigans and bullshit.
Literally on the second hour of Raw, instead of adding it on the fucking show.
And all that being said, I'm not discrediting what you say, but the quality of those matchups are still fucking good. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. Yeah. Like, their matches are consistently better than half the shit on Raw, half the shit on SmackDown.
This division, maybe even more than half. Have we even seen Alexander since he got drafted to Raw? No. On Raw?
No. What the fuck? Murphy. Where is he?
Nobody.
Or Murphy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hector Reyes says he's at a 7.
Nice.
How about
predictions? Do you have predictions?
I've got Nice retaining.
I got Nice retaining.
Whichever one the Arab guy isn't.
Okay,
that's Nice.
Nice. Yes.
How about who's your poppy? Ray versus Joe for the U.S. title. Man. My anticipation level's at a 9.
You son of a bitch! I'm at a 9.
The only thing that's keeping me is what I just fucking said. Sometimes you don't need all the all these side items that you don't want. Like when I go to Chacho's and get fajitas, they send me the guacamole, the pico de gallo, the rice, the beans. I push all that side aside. Give me the tortillas de harina and the fajitas, y ya valió la chingada.
Yeah.
You don't need this fucking recycled storyline of who's your poppy with this fucking. No, well, just give me Ray, give me Joe, give me two bells, and let them go.
All right. This coming from the guy that only eats pepperoni pizza and that's it. So let me talk to you, Arnold. You know, I like Supreme.
Yes.
Right? You like putting extra shit on your pizza too. When we're talking about the fucking nachos, I like guacamole.
Never pineapple.
I like pico de gallo. You know, I like all that other shit. So you know what? You go fuck yourself. I'm okay with this storyline. I'm okay. No, don't go fuck yourself. Come back. Fine. You just got water all over your iPhone. You dumbass. Okay. Anyway, I'm okay with this. I like the story. I like Joe getting in Dominic's face. And I like Joe trying to say that, hey, I'm your daddy. And I like the fact that he's using that to fuck with them. Because Joe, main roster WWE, Joe has been, Wendy. Yeah. And it's to the point where we as an audience, we can see what he's doing. He's getting underneath the skin.
Yeah.
He's not really that crazy where he's obsessed with the kids and this and that.
Smart.
He's smart. He's fucking with the wrestlers, and the wrestlers are buying it when we know we're not buying it. He's just really good at that manipulation stuff, but not creepy Undertaker or Bray Wyatt manipulation. It's the manipulation where, wow, this guy is acting like he's an asshole, but he's probably okay, but he's doing what he has to do, which makes him an asshole. So there's layers to it. And I'm kind of excited to see what is going to happen here with Dominic. Is Dominic going to be like Steph, where Steph was, oh, poor me, I'm getting kidnapped, and like that's it. And then
it was
her career just got more and more and more. And we've pretty much fucking watched her grow up on TV.
Yeah.
Are we going to get the same with Dominic? Is this the first thing? Dominic, oh, the poor kid, you know, being protected by his dad, even though he's like 3 feet taller than him. And then eventually he's going to snap and like wrestle.
Slap on the cocaine clutch on Rey Mysterio.
Eventually. I want to see that progression, and I want that to be a slow burn.
I don't want him to do it here.
Yeah, not
so
tomorrow.
It's gonna happen in 2 weeks then.
No.
The way the show goes.
Hopefully not. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
The way the show's
hopefully.
Going.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So
I'm at a 9.
Okay, I'm at a 9.5 because of what you just said.
Okay.
If not for this storyline, this little added elements of Eddie Guerrero and like that storyline that everyone knows about, the Dominic storyline,
mm-hmm.
and his little bullshit, you know, he does here and there, and this it's face to face. I bet it like a 2, which I wasn't for WrestleMania. I didn't care about the match. I was glad it was over in a minute.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've seen that shit before. The David Goliath thing. Yeah, we get it. Blah, blah, blah. But this time, it's more than that. This storyline is so rich.
It's the rubber match.
Yeah.
Because you had the 1 minute, but then you also had the quick win by Ray.
By Ray.
So they're even. They're even as far as
I'm
concerned.
Abel.
I want to see Joe win. Put more fucking pressure on Ray to be pissed. More friction between Ray and Dominic, maybe, or they solidify as more of a team. You know, I think the more interesting story can come out of Joe winning.
I got Joe winning.
I got Joe winning because I think Rey Mysterio came back in the same context as Chris Jericho came back a few years ago.
Ding,
to put over talent.
Okay,
he's had his fun in the sun.
Yeah.
Joe has not in WWE yet.
You're right.
Joe deserves it.
Even though he's going in as a champion.
Yes. Yeah. But he deserves it. So he's going to get over with Ray.
Okay.
So I think Joe, yeah. As much as fucking 12-year-old Arnold wants, 8-year-old Arnold wants Rey Mysterio Jr. to win every match. Yeah. I love Rey Mysterio Jr. That's who, what I will always call him. Joe. He's okay. He's got to win.
All right.
Rey Mysterio Jr.
Jr. Dominic will be Rey Mysterio Jr. Jr.
Rey Mysterio the third.
Becky versus Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Six. It's Becky versus Charlotte. I don't want to see another Becky versus Charlotte match.
That's not what your anticipation says. I'm at a zero.
Oh.
Because I've already seen how many months have we had this?
Over and over and over and over.
Zero.
And
over and over. What about you, Arnold? What's your number?
I'm at a five, just because I love Becky so much.
Yeah, that's why I'm still at a six. I love Becky.
Yeah, no, and for Beck, I mean, I love Charlotte, dude. I love Charlotte, but she's the female Roman. It's like, let me love her. You know what I mean? Don't make me love her. That makes any sense?
Ding.
So, yeah. I just fear that Charlotte's going to get the fucking belt again.
Before we give our predictions, what's your anticipation for Becky versus Lacey Evans for the Raw women's title?
Anticipation?
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
I'm right there.
Okay.
Seven, but yeah.
Because it's different.
It's different. It's different. Lacey can go. Lacey's not great yet. She's still pretty green, but on her like chance to shine, she fucking did. That little fucking moonsault she did, that won me over. Mm-hmm. I seen her in
NXT. Their little brawl back and forth showed that they had the chemistry of like hitting each other.
I watched her in NXT. She brutalized my Dakota Kai so many times. I'm pretty sure she tore her ACL.
Yeah.
But she's good.
Yeah. It's giving somebody something new, part of a new thing. Yeah.
Even though she looks just like Charlotte.
Here's the other
which
thing.
Is funny.
That's what I'm getting. But part of me hates that because it's like, oh, just another dumb bum. Army loves that.
Because Becky called it out.
If Becky wins both matches. Mm. Because you're like, okay, the blondes are gone. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Yeah.
Goldberg. I was like, who's next?
I had no idea.
I was trying to do the song. Yeah. But,
Who you got winning both these matches? Does Becky Two Belts leave Becky Two Belts?
I hope so.
I think she does.
I want her to, but I think they'll.
I don't think that they're gonna put a belt on Lacey. She's too green, right? Yeah. Like she needs more time to prove herself. This is her first main roster feud. She didn't have that many memorable feuds in NXT either. Mm-hmm. She was kind of called up a little bit too soon, right? Yeah. But I still didn't mind it. So they're not putting a belt on her and. To get rid of the Becky two belts gimmick just so that Charlotte can have a belt?
It's something Vince McMahon would do.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know if they'll do that right now.
Here's what I'm thinking.
It doesn't make sense. And the other thing too is Charlotte's already at that point where she's kind of like Randy Orton, where it's like, all right, let's pull the reins back a little bit before we wear out her title reign count.
Yeah.
Because
Orton went like a fucking half decade without winning the world title because he won so many in the game.
Yeah, he won so many, and they don't want to like just fucking like if Orton stayed on pace, he'd be at like 25 reigns right now.
I think what they eventually want to do is have. I know what they're going to want to do eventually, though. Have Charlotte break her dad's record
eventually, but I don't think now to add to another
in 4 years.
It's too soon.
I see. The next 4 weeks of promos where Becky is calling out this particular wrestler and says, you couldn't beat me one-on-one. You had to wait until I fought twice, and then you cashed in on me and took a belt from me.
Ding, ding,
ding. But the whole thing with Money in the Bank, say somebody wins it. Are they cashing it for both belts or just they for their respective brand? Or jumping over
there? Or they're a wild card.
So fucking stupid.
I think that alone will make sure that nobody cashes in this week because of the wild card.
Well, here are your options. Women's Money in the Bank. Natty, Dana, Naomi, and Alexa from Raw.
Maybe.
Mandy Rose, Bayley, Ember, and Mella from SmackDown. Anticipation Alexa? For the women's Money in the Bank.
Anticipation level for Money in the Bank for me is at 8.
Would it be higher if Alexa was replaced with Nikki Cross? Because Alexa might still be hurt.
Maybe 8.5. It would be, if you replaced like Carmella with Nikki Cross, then boom, that go up to like a 9.
What the hell did Carmella do to you?
Well, it's like, I don't know. It's just somebody else that's not quite as right now.
Look at Natty.
Okay, Natty. Okay, fine. No. Fine. Fair. Yes. That's fair. But like Nikki.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, Alexa. Alexa, shit, I really want to see more of her. I want to see, you know, her succeed. And she's been out of action for a while. And now she's back in action. So I'm
kind
of. I've had that non-burnoutness of her. Like, yeah, whatever the opposite of burnout is.
The opposite of Charlotte.
We were getting she was getting the Charlotte treatment like a year and a half
ago. A little bit. Yeah. But then she took this nice long break.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to see her.
Well, Rhonda again. Happened.
Yeah. And she got hurt. And she got hurt. So I want to see her. Twice, I think. So, yeah. If you replace Alexa or Nikki with Alexa, it's only a half because it's like you lose a little bit, but then you gain a little bit. But if you replace somebody else, oh, fuck yeah.
What you got?
Oh my God, I can't really want to say this, dude. I'm at like a 4. I'm not excited for the women's one because there's nobody that I'm like, besides Ember, there's nobody that I'm just like, oh, you know what? That's different. They should run with that. Everybody else, everyone's already either been the champ. Dana, I don't give a fuck about. If anything, what will make it cool is like, Dana gets knocked the fuck out by a heel Sasha Banks, and who comes back, you know, to claim her spot.
You just stole Hector Slender in the live chat.
Thunderstealer. You've been thunderstruck.
But
no, I think that would be cool, and that would be, make me interested. But I don't know. I don't have a really good feeling about this women's this year.
Nobody's a clear cut winner, but I'm still pretty hyped because it's still Money in the Bank.
Oh,
I
want
to see the match. Love Money in the Bank. I'm interested to see who actually have the briefcase.
If the company made the effort to invest in Dana's look the way they have in the last couple of weeks or months, you know, it wouldn't shock
some work.
It wouldn't shock me if Dana wins this match. And you have 6 to 9 months of her building up to actually earning to cash it in.
Yeah,
that's one of those Edge cases where Edge was the mid-carder. You didn't really think of him as a heavyweight champion. He won the briefcase. Like, that's interesting. But he was still in the mid-card losing matches, you know, to Shelton Benjamin, to Ric Flair. And then New Year's Revolution came and you saw him with the belt and the rest is history.
Right.
So, I mean,
well, that's what the Money in the Bank was supposed to be.
You got 9 months to wash out whatever ugly taste Dana's left you for the past 4 or 5 years, and maybe she makes something of it.
On the one hand, yes, she has changed up her look. But the other hand, she's kind of stopped doing some of the stupid shit that she used to do, where she just comes out and poses and does all that dumb shit. And I think she's starting to evolve a little bit. She's
trying to find herself.
I haven't seen a whole lot of her one-on-one to go out there and start doing stuff. But winning the Women's Money in the Bank, maybe that could be the thing to like kickstart stuff.
That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm predicting Dana cashes in and wins.
Not at the end of the
night. But that could be something that at least gets her to the next level, or at least gets her, points her to the direction where she needs to be going. Because as of right now, I still don't know why Dana's on this roster. I honestly don't.
Robert says, Dana really impressed me with the ladder spot. I'm betting she'll win.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
There was a kerfuffle in the women's match on Monday, and Dana actually did a spot off the top of the ladder. A splash. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. That's cool.
And then as soon as she got up, she got her ass beat. But still.
I just always love Ember because it's different, man. That's why.
Ember, it would be different. And she's over.
She's over.
And she can have a good. Assuming Becky holds both of these belts, Ember and Becky would be a badass match.
That would be a fucking be great match.
Yeah. So who you got winning this shit then? My anticipation is at about a 5.
Sammy's meddling. My safe bet? Is Alexa.
Yeah,
that's my safe bet. My dark horse bet.
I'm being Dana.
Dana.
I'm actually like I wouldn't be mad if it's Dana because this is like one of those things where, all right, we need to throw these fans a curveball because they think they know everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we have time. We can work with Dana. If this is actually a project that we need that we really want to invest in, let's give it to her.
Who do you have winning?
I got Dana winning this.
But
no again, pun intended, my dark horse is Ember.
Yes. That's who I want to win. I want Ember to win this. It's just because Ember. It's different.
Okay.
Who I think will win it? Dana.
All right.
Ember does a lot of flippy dippy. I think Ember's going to really shine in the match, but that doesn't mean she might win the thing.
I want to play a little bit of a game with this here. Okay.
Remember, my actual prediction is heel Sasha Banks replaces somebody and she wins it.
Okay, cool. I want to play a game. Give me the list here of the women that are in here.
Natty.
Okay, Natty. Okay, so the game is this. If Natty wins the briefcase, how mad are you?
Not even mad, just like, oh.
You?
I wouldn't be mad. I would think maybe if Lacey does end up winning the Raw belt, she can have some decent matches with Natty if Lacey listens to whatever Natty tells her to do. Hearts have a history of calling good matches if you follow them.
True.
Holy Grail.
I'll be fairly disappointed.
Fairly
not overly. Not overly disappointed. Okay. I'll be like, okay. Next girl.
Dana. We've already
talked about Dana. Okay. I'd be okay with it. You'd be okay with it. Are you okay with Dana winning? Are you mad?
No. I'd be optimistic.
I'd be like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
How about Naomi?
I would be very, very excited if Naomi won. I'm a big Naomi mark.
I would say why? Because she's already won the belt before.
Yeah.
Didn't we get Naomi versus Becky like a week or two after Mania?
Yeah.
Randomly?
It was a good ass. It was good. Was it before or after Mania? But whatever it was.
It was really, right after, I believe.
It was a good match.
But if she wins it, I'm okay with that. I really like her. I'm not mad. I'm excited. Are you mad or excited?
I imagine it's got to be a heel winning. Because if Becky, right, if the plan is, I think.
That's not the question I asked you.
No, I'm saying. am I mad if what?
Naomi. If Naomi wins the briefcase. Are you mad, happy, excited, disappointed?
Disappointed.
Okay. Next one.
Alexa. We talked about Alexa.
Alexa. Already. Okay, happy. Next one.
How about Mandy?
Mandy?
I'm a little happy.
I'm fairly disappointed.
I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but
I think that's the I think
Sonya will cost Mandy.
I've already seen enough Mandy trying to fight Asuka for the title.
Yeah.
That I've already blocked Mandy out of the title picture. But as a dark horse, I would think Mandy's the SmackDown equivalent to Dana on Raw, where if you give Mandy the belt 6 to 7 months, how far do you want to take her? Or is this a project that we need to drop?
She's getting a lot better in the ring. On Tuesday, she had a fucking hell of a performance.
All right, next one.
How about Bayley?
Bayley, I'd be disappointed.
I'm a Bayley mark. I'd be happy.
Okay.
I would be optimistic because Bayley's not the hugger anymore. She's got a little more of a like resting bitch face on her. Like this isn't you're not fucking with this one anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So if they build on that,
her having the briefcase,
yeah,
fucking tight.
hold on.
Turn her heel at the end, cashing that briefcase.
Hector says. If Naomi wins, do we get a light-up briefcase?
Hell yeah.
That'd be awesome. Daniel, welcome. Thank you for joining us, Daniel. I'll read his thing here later. Okay.
How about Ember?
Ember. I'll be happy. Excited. I'll be very happy.
How about Carmella?
I'd be mad. If Carmella won, I'd be mad.
I'd be fine.
You'd be fine?
What if...
Okay.
Why do you hate Carmella so much?
I don't hate Carmella. I don't think they've invested enough in her, and for her to have... won it twice as a heel, twice.
And then she's a heel and then again she's, now.
Yeah, but she was a face, and she was doing this good stuff with R-Truth, and now she's going to win and be a dick. And, oh, man, I don't know. It's just, no. I'd be mad.
If they replace Alexa with Nikki Cross, and Nikki ends up winning the thing.
Oh, my God.
I'll be straight up wrecked.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
Because I actually love what they did with her on Monday. At first, I hated it. Too. I was like, oh, no.
Thought about it.
They divvied her up.
Yeah, but no, it's just adding another, because when she first came out, they went overboard with the fucking craziness.
Did you see the thing before Raw that I think was on Twitter or WWE.com with her, her explaining that she's like, maybe I need to embrace the light a little bit more. Uh-uh. Like, it explained her turn.
She's the female Bray right now.
Okay.
Like, she's
y'all need to go, I mean, it's irrelevant from storylines, but y'all need to follow the WWE PC on YouTube. They got they have these badass little documentaries that it's like pulling back, like the, you know.
I've seen that they're doing that because they have commercials on the network.
Yeah, they're
but
good.
Again, 9 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, YouTube, they're just like little 3-minute videos. That's why I like it.
How do you feel about Nikki winning?
Oh, I'm optimistic too because I like that little 1 second. Okay. She's like, the next minute she's like,
humorous. All right,
one more. Sasha. Are you happy or mad or whatever?
Depending on the situation.
Fuck that hoe!
Ding!
Depending on the situation. If she's heel, I'm happy.
I'd be cautious about it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm happy or mad or what.
It does set a bad example to the locker room that you can just throw a fit, come back, and win the money in the bank.
Unless that was the plan all along.
And that working revival getting worked.
Yeah, tell them revival that. All right. Daniel Price says, oh, she'll wind up being Becky, no belts, and there'll be a unification feud between Charlotte and Lacey.
Now, that was what I was going to say. Was the bad thing about Becky. Her being champion, I think, hinders a lot of another girl or two.
Right.
Because it's their place that they could be champion right now.
Yeah.
But
no, that's testing the waters.
If she's a fighting champion, that's better for everybody.
No, that's testing the waters. How long we like / tolerate Becky as two belts. Mm. Bet if this lasts at least two more months with Becky as two belts, when we go to Fox in October, Roman's going to have both the titles.
No, so he can fuck me.
And we're
no.
all going to take it because we liked it when Becky did
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Bet.
Ding,
that's the. Ding. This is the test right here. This is the pilot.
God damn, the savagery, Daniel. Sasha's got a bright future in a stable. A horse stable.
A horse stable?
Oh, fuck, ding. All right.
AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins for the Universal Strap. You mark your anticipation level.
I don't need a storyline, my brothers. 10.
Woo!
Now, AJ Styles has failed me for about a year and a half straight when I do this with him.
Yes.
Where he underwhelms on pay-per-views for some fucking reason. But Seth Rollins, you know what he does?
He burns things down.
He does not do that. And he delivers. He's a mailman.
Okay.
He's banging Becky Two Bells, by the way.
He is, yeah.
I guarantee you, hold on. They had sex on top of all three of those belts at WrestleMania, the night of WrestleMania. Me and my wife, that's the first thing we said. I was like, I bet they're having sex on those belts or with those belts around them.
Oh, God.
Paige style.
Yeah. Paige style.
Okay.
She's got one around her waist and one around her
neck.
Boobs.
Oh, it's in the neck.
Oh, yeah, around her neck. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Velcro holding the belt up.
Why is Seth the only one with the Velcro?
No, they all are now. Even the NXT belts, the Viking Raiders have the Velcro on the back. There's buttons on top.
Okay, there's buttons, but still the Velcro. Velcro.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about
that's kind of weird.
Kind of whack.
Yeah.
I think the word you're looking for is gay.
Yeah.
No.
It's 2019. We can't say
that. My anticipation level is at an 8. On paper, the match should be pretty darn good.
Phenomenal.
But your point, AJ is kind of underwhelmed here and there.
Yeah.
I kind of want a full-on heel turn from AJ, but they've been straddling that fence, and I don't know where the progression of either one of the storylines goes if either one of these guys win, and I think it's just a dream match for a dream match sake, and that's it. So, 8.
I'm also at an 8.
Okay.
For two reasons. Number one, like I mentioned earlier, I would be at a 10 for this match, but everything else on Raw has been so shitty that I'm not looking forward to this as much as I would have if everything else around it wasn't falling apart.
They're rubbing the stank on it is what they're doing.
Okay, yes. The technical term is.
Number two, to Arnold's point, on the main roster, I still don't think I've been satisfied when I've made predictions of 10 when there's two Ring of Honor indie guys in a WWE ring giving us WWE product.
Ding!
When it's Ring of Honor guys giving us NXT shit, man, NXT shit has been the shit. Ding, that's why ding, we still ding. That's why we still fawn over that.
Yeah.
Main roster, I have to still get used to the fact that what I'm getting on my television isn't what I really want. Because I'm not going to get Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Ring of Honor, Best of the World. No, I'm not getting that. I'm not getting getting Tyler Black versus AJ Styles from fucking from Japan or from fucking
ROH.
From NXT.
Wherever.
I'm not getting that. I'm getting what WWE's telling me that is the new norm. And I'm not, and instead of building my hopes up and getting disappointed, I'm kind of tempering off. So I'm still at an 8 because it's first time ever. Literally, they've only wrestled once.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, there's videos of it too.
But that mentality of, oh man, I know what Seth can do. I've seen what AJ can do. You're going to put them together? Awesome. Where? Oh, fuck. So I'm at 8. Cool. And I've got Seth retaining.
I got Seth retaining too.
I got Seth retaining.
How much of this, of the 8, is the fact that this is a universal title and it still has the stank of it not being an important title because
if it was the WWE title, if it was a WWE title, it'd still be at an 8.
Yeah,
okay. No, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't, to me, the prestige came back with Seth Rollins. Just like the Intercontinental title came back with us. Well, technically, it was Miz.
I don't know about
to,
all
to
that.
Me, the Prestige is not back yet.
The Intercontinental went back down.
The Prestige is not back yet for me.
I think
I think it needs a little bit more time. Let Seth have a few really good defenses, really good feuds. I think this could be the start of them.
Nope.
If it's a feud, if it's just a defense and he moves on to the next and then the next and the next and the next and just rolls over everybody, I'm like,
no. You want Prestige? You give it to a guy that'll put Prestige on it. You give it to The Miz. What did he do to the Intercontinental title?
What did he do
on SmackDown? That's your boy. The guy that's got a reality show that comes on after SmackDown on Tuesday. The guy
I've been watching that. That's just funny.
Dude,
Marjo is fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, she is. I catch it when I can. For some stupid reason, I haven't put it to record. Every episode that I've seen so far has been good.
I've seen like two or three, but the Marjo two or three I've seen.
It's
good. Ziggler hitting on Marjo is fucking hilarious.
No, Big E hitting on Becky's mom right now. Yes! Is dynamite.
Big E is like the sole reason why, besides porn, is why I still have Twitter. Oh my God.
Big E is the reason why I will stop watching WWE completely if they wind up turning him heel against all of what you always say. Turn him heel like every other fucking tag team.
Yeah.
You have to break it up. They better not fucking
do it. You know how amazing
Big E is right now?
As a heel?
Right?
He's already a heel. You know who Big E is? He's a fucking asshole that we like.
Yeah.
He'll just be himself.
He's him.
Yes. Well, not everybody likes
me. Yeah, Big E is just kind of like, everyone thinks I'm funny, but I'm just being mean.
Yeah.
Dude, if you fall, even in the New Day, he would do like these jokes, and he's like, hey, that's not funny. Stop. Like, he's always the guy that's like, yo, stop. He's always the guy checking them.
Yeah.
So he would be the guy to turn on them.
Yeah.
And yeah.
All right.
Speaking of which, Kofi Kingston's against Kevin Owens, WWE World title. Have you guys been watching SmackDown consistently?
Yes.
4 weeks, 5 weeks in?
Yes.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on Kofi Kingston's title run?
Yeah. I like it.
I'm not like this. It's not like wham, but it's like, yeah, I like it.
You got a half chub.
He's chugging along with it.
Okay.
He's
chubbing along with it.
He is, you know, perfect. You know who he is?
What?
Post WrestleMania 12 Shawn Michaels with the belt. He's still making it. He's shining that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, this is going
to
happen.
Like, okay, I got this. Mm-hmm. I fought hard to get it. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Now I got to really. Okay.
I have to keep it.
I really, really, really like, and nothing against Big E, nothing against Xavier. I really, really like that he's kind of being forced to shine on his own.
Yes.
He's being forced to do all the other shit the New Day would do. That sometimes Big E would do, Xavier would do, and like doing it himself, still pulling it off, but not having the entourage with him where he shines himself and he's just kind of nutting up and just kind of calling other people out.
Yeah.
I've been really digging this Kofi.
Yeah, me too.
Like, Kofi's not yet on Becky level as far as overness with me goes, but he could be there.
But you're the minority.
He could be there.
Because when he's on Raw, When he's on SmackDown, he's fucking over.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
For all the shit that we've given Vince McMahon about every fucking thing,
this is the one thing they're really nailing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got it right.
Yeah,
you got it right.
What's your anticipation level for this title match with Kevin Owens?
It's at like a 8.
Okay.
I won't say 10 yet, but I know it's going to be a good match because they're both great workers.
Yeah, Kevin's great.
Yeah, and the little. This week, I'll give you they did a lot of good promo packages for individuals this week on both Raw and SmackDown. They showed Kevin Owens, like, they reminded you why you like him from like 2015 when he debuted and how he, like, the viciousness of him. And, like, basically, dude, you, like, if you didn't see it coming, you were a dumbass. You know what I mean? That he was in turn and then he just fucking, you know, with ruthless aggression. You know what I mean?
Although, I did enjoy.
Big O?
Big O.
I loved it.
That's
why
they should have milked that a little longer.
Yeah, they could have milked it.
We all saw it coming, but I just really wish it would have lasted longer.
Yeah.
And the fact they teamed him with Sammy again.
Oh.
Yeah, that
would be. I thought Sammy was doing all right on his own. I thought Sammy was doing all right on his own during his anti. But he was on his own, at least.
Yeah.
You stick him back with KO's
The WWE keeps panicking and going back to status quo.
I'm at a 6 for the match, but I like what you said earlier because I'm starting to see it too. Didn't have feuds. He had a match out of nowhere against Mankind. Mm-hmm. He had a match out of nowhere against Vader.
Okay.
And then he got to his next rivalry. Mm-hmm. So this is like the first couple of matches where you're going to see him prove his worth as a champion before we get to something that you're really going to sink your teeth into.
Ding.
So maybe it might be against whoever it is that possibly wins Money in the Bank. I mean, just because I'm down on this match, dude, especially with the whole presser stuff with the news channels revealing their lineup for the rest of the year. Fox has dropped a lot of their African-American stuff. Lethal Weapon's gone. Ren is gone. Empire's gone. Kofi as their black champion on Fox is exactly what Fox needs.
He'll be a black king.
Yeah. Kofi as a black champ on Fox is what Fox is going to be salivating for in October.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So even if he loses it once, he'll get it back. And I sure as fuck don't think he's losing it now. So, KO is losing this. I've got Kofi winning.
Okay.
What about you guys?
Kofi. Kofi. I think Kofi's winning. Sure.
Kofi?
Yeah. You know, in the live chat, they're kind of jumping ahead of us a little bit here. But
do we need to catch up?
Maybe backpedal a little bit because some of it's involving the briefcase and stuff. But I want to go back to this with the Universal title. Who's thinking Lesnar runs in to set up a Saudi rematch with Rollins? That's what Robert Medlin says.
He's booked on the card.
He's booked on the card, and that's where he's from.
From the Saudi card?
Brock Lesnar's not.
What? Wait, who's booked on what card? Yeah,
Brock Lesnar is
from Raw, so he's going
to be. Brock Lesnar's booked on the Saudi card. He's getting paid to show up at this event.
So, do you think he's going to show up at Money in the
Bank? I'm not even looking that far. If I look that far, I'll stop watching WWE altogether. Yes. I'm trying to focus my attention week by week on this product. I'm not looking that far ahead.
All right. Well, then forget it.
You want to take a detour real quick? Let's look that far ahead then, since he brought it up. Shit. Your anticipation for Goldberg versus Undertaker?
Zero.
Zero. Who brought that question up?
Robert.
Thank you, Robert, you motherfucker. Now, the Money in the Bank for the men's, the Sausage Medlin. Fest.
Yes. Medlin, not Drap. Yeah.
The Sausage Fest for the men. Sami Zayn, who replaced Braun Strowman. Drew McIntyre. Ricochet. Pa-tune.
Oh, I hate that.
Corbin. Randy Orton. Mustafa Ali.
No.
Andrade Cien Almas.
No, you're
Finn.
Wrong. Those aren't their names. Ali and Andrade.
And Finn.
Langston.
Out of those eight, what's your anticipation level for the men's Money in the Bank?
My anticipation level is for nine. It's mostly on paper. These guys that can wrestle, they're going to do a lot of crazy shit, a lot of flippy dippies. It's going to be a car wreck. Storyline-wise, not so much. Storyline,
I don't need a storyline.
Well, that's true, but like feuds going into it, we're going to play the same game, you know. But let's get our you know, the basic shit out of here. I really don't know who's going to win.
You're at a nine. What are you?
Nine.
Can't fucking wait for this match. This feels like WrestleMania like 23 Money in the Bank stuff like that, like WrestleMania 2007, 2008 when CM Punk wins, like those kind of WrestleMania Money in the Bank matches where you're like, oh, I can't wait to fucking see how they're gonna steal the show.
Okay,
they're gonna be the show.
Yeah,
they're gonna steal their own show.
Give me a number, Chris.
I'm at an eight now, and that's after they replace Braun with Sammy.
Oh yeah,
I didn't want Braun in this at all. Like, if you're not gonna fucking pull the trigger with this guy, get him off. Yeah. Like, just take him, give him 3 months to just go away. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tired of this already with the whole thing with Braun. Yeah.
Okay. Who do you got winning, Chris?
I'm gonna say it, Drew.
You know what? I'm gonna say it, Drew.
This is the bullet that goes off.
Because they haven't really given him anything, but then in a good way. They don't want us to get like, they don't want him oversaturated yet.
Yeah.
He'd be the perfect Money in the Bank guy.
Do you think it's Braun too? Or I mean, Drew too?
I think Drew wins.
All right. This is who we think is going to win.
This is the better question always in the Money in the Bank is who we want to win.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's true.
Who I want to win? Drew.
Oh, dang. Drew, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll make it easy. I'll make it easy. I don't give a fuck about Finn. I don't give a fuck about Andrade. Hold on. You said explain myself, so let me fucking finish. Right. I don't give a fuck about Crotch McGee Finn. Andrade, he can keep fucking Charlotte. He's not on my radar. Ali, he's almost there. I think right now Ali might not need the briefcase to just man up for a title shot. I'll say it like that. I think Ali's ready, but I don't think he needs the briefcase.
Yeah.
We've been teased for years, even before Drew McIntyre left the first time, that he was the next second coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is the one thing. If you can't do it with the Money in the Bank, get the fuck out. This is the one time that you need to pull the trigger on Drew. Do it next year, it's too late.
What's Drew's respective brand?
Raw.
Raw?
He's on Raw.
So him, yeah. Cashin,
I could see him claymoring Brock, Goldberg, Seth, Big Show, fucking Giant Gonzalez.
Yes.
He could claymore anybody, and he'll win that with the briefcase.
Spoiler alert, they're advertising for the pay-per-view at Extreme Rules that Seth Rollins is defending the Universal title against Baron Corbin. So he doesn't need this briefcase anyway.
Oh, wow.
Ricochet, pa-choo, pa-choo, pa-choo. He's not ready. I love him. Every time I see him on NXT, right now on the main roster, he's not ready yet. They don't know what they're doing with it.
Ricochet right now to me is like a couple years ago Kobe Kingston.
Yes. Yeah. He needs
ding.
Yeah. Sami Zayn. Oh.
Nah.
Let me repeat myself.
Whoa.
Oh.
Him as a Money in the Bank though?
Drew.
Being so like neurotic.
No, because then we're gonna get more fucking Sammy versus KO because KO don't have the belt and Sammy finally wins. Nah, I don't want no more of KO Sammy either.
All right. True. Come your tits. Okay. All right. So since he already played the game by himself prematurely, we're gonna play the game here a little bit. All right. So give me the
list. Let's start with the names. Sami Zayn.
I didn't say who I wanted to win.
Okay, who do you want to win?
Drew.
Okay. Sami Zayn.
Honestly, what I want to win is Almas.
Okay.
One of his names, the Mexican.
Cien.
Yes.
I actually, you know, I'll
really.
Say, I love.
Defend that. Yourself.
Oh, shit.
Why are you got Andrade winning?
Porque yo soy mexicano, puto.
Ding.
For the same reason, I wanted Bayley to win because she's fucking half Mexican.
No, I'll tell you why you want Cien to win.
The same reason why our black friends wanted Kobe to win. So shut up.
No, you're wrong. Oh. I'm telling you why you want Cien to win. Because when he was NXT fucking champion, when he wasn't supposed to be NXT fucking champion, he still took that fucking, had a great fucking run that surprised everybody and converted this motherfucker into a fan.
Fan. Does that mean that he's the guy you want to win?
Uno.
You know what? To play the game, if he won, I'd be hella excited.
Who do you want to win this match? Yeah.
You know what? I want Cien to win.
Ooh.
I want Cien to win. I think if he has a little briefcase running around with Zelina
Vega.
I think it's a nice aesthetic visual.
Yes.
Because he's supposed to be, you know, nice, prim, proper, hoity-toity.
Yeah.
A Mexican walking around with a shiny-ass briefcase. When, you know, Mexican ain't supposed to do that.
But he ain't going
to
be carrying it.
He ain't carrying it.
Zelina's going to be carrying it.
Okay, then even better. I think the aesthetic of that is going
to
be
so answer beautiful. The second half of the question, because I told you guys straight out, I expect Drew to cash in and I expect Drew to win. When he cashes in, he's winning the title.
Yes.
Do you see Andrade on Raw, a Mexican, on the same roster with Roman, with Seth, with Drew, with Ray, with...
Yes. Andrade, as a heel.
Andrade is on SmackDown.
Sneaky fucking way.
No,
Andrade is on SmackDown.
Oh, that's right. He's on SmackDown.
Yeah, fuck
still.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Still, yes. Yes.
He's on SmackDown. I forgot about that. He's
still,
on SmackDown.
Yes. So, to play the game, am I happy he wins? In fact, I want him to win. All right. Cien.
Who's the monster on SmackDown? Braun's on Raw. Who
Lars.
Is it? It's Lars.
Racist.
Kevin Owens.
Well, maybe Kevin Owens.
Roman. Roman.
John Cena?
All right.
Andrade versus Roman?
Andromeda?
Sure, why not? I mean, he's not going to have a lengthy reign. He's going to be a heel when he wins it.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get beat up pretty quickly. I will fucking love that. All right.
So there's something I read about him today, actually. That
homophobic slurs, so now he's gonna get fined too for shit 5 years ago.
No, but probably no, but he's Mexican, they don't like the people in Mexico. Yeah. Apparently when he barged into Vince McMahon's office like 5 months ago before he was even official with Charlotte, he said, "Hey, You know, I'm not happy. I want to push. Vince McMahon told them, learn English, then come talk to me.
That's funny you say that. Tegan Price says this in the live chat. He's working on his English because Fox wants a Del Rio-esque guy to draw in the Latino viewers.
Yeah, he's a fucking genius.
Andrade versus Kingston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, yes.
Yeah.
My brown brothers, unite.
Yeah. Second ward versus fifth ward.
Minority no more.
Ido.
Ido. Oh, yes. Ido versus fifth ward. All right. So next guy, next name on the list.
Oh, Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn. You're happy or are you sad if Sami Zayn wins the briefcase?
I'm indifferent. I'm like, okay.
I love the promos that he's been doing. Him running around with the briefcase, taunting everybody, talking about this makes me this and that. Da, 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 da. I think that's going to be great promos. I'm optimistic and I'd be happy. I think
that character got washed down the drain when A, was thrown in the dumpster, that thrown into the dump truck, and B, randomly showed up on SmackDown the next night. No, showed up randomly on SmackDown the next week for a triple threat title match with Kofi Kingston. I think everything that they did with Sami Zayn, like they completely, they took the exit instead of going down that road for me.
You could be wrong. No, all right.
I'm not wrong. Drew McIntyre.
Yo, we already talked about him. Next one.
Ricochet.
I would be ecstatic. I would be very pleasantly surprised.
I would be worried that he would lose. Okay. But that's why I'd be like, oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Woo. I just came.
When he reaches up, instead of reaching up at the nothing, he's holding the briefcase. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That'd be cool. No.
He throws the briefcase in the air, flips into the thing, and catches it. Oh, into the ring.
He does a forward pass to himself to catch the fucking briefcase. Yeah.
He fakes left. No, he fakes right. He doesn't fake.
Baron Corbin.
I'd be disappointed.
I will throw a remote control at my TV.
I'd be disappointed.
I will fucking like. Because that's exactly what happened when he won the first time.
Yeah.
I was like, what? No,
Randy Orton.
I'd be.
Is that your go-to now? Signature? We need to make a shirt with a ball. Yeah, going, yeah.
I'd be fucking mad if Randy Orton won. I'd be angry
because he's won it like once at least. Maybe he's won twice. It.
He doesn't need that to get a title shot. He doesn't need any more title shots. If he wins it, he's definitely not winning the fucking belt. And if he does, that's even bigger bullshit. There's nothing but bullshit that can come out of Randy Orton winning this goddamn thing.
He should not even be in the match.
He shouldn't even be in the match.
Ali.
I'd be cautiously optimistic. I'm more worried about Ali than you are about Ricochet.
Yeah.
Ali, if he wins it, I don't think he's going to win the title, maybe. And it might be a weak-ass reign if it is.
The problem with Ali is he fucked himself. Now Vince McMahon's not – he has a very ridiculously good memory. He's got that injury stank on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's the reason why Kofi's a champion. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, next one.
Andrade, we already talked about
Andrade. Yeah, we talked about that.
Happy.
What's keeping y'all from picking Finn Balor?
He's the Intercontinental Champion. I hate when other belts are in the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that.
I wouldn't be mad, but no, I wouldn't like mad. It either. I'd be kind of like, ugh.
You don't want to see Finn versus Kofi?
I don't want to see Finn versus Kofi. It's just he already has an Intercontinental title.
I want Finn to fight somebody else for the Intercontinental
title. That's why
I loved it last year. Seth Rollins says, I'm not going to even be in a qualifying match.
It's going to be, what, Finny two belts? Like, no.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be two belts now.
No.
He'd still be the cruiserweight champion, too.
He's not fucking Becky. So, no.
Yes, he is.
Well, I mean,
he wasn't.
He probably would have at some time.
He's fucking a new chick now.
Yeah. Not Kathy Kelly anymore. You know, Kathy Kelly's fucking...
He's not fucking a dude.
You know Kathy Kelly is fucking.
Who's Kathy Kelly fucking?
Velveteen Dream, apparently.
Da 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 da.
Meow 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 meow. Which there?
Overall anticipation for the whole thing, Money in the Bank.
Seven.
Five.
Okay. Woo. Are you watching this over the NBA Finals?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yes. Are you watching this over Game of Thrones?
Oh, fuck yes.
I don't know. When I think Game of Thrones, I think role models, LARPing. So I've never seen Game of Thrones. Plus, they're apparently like ruining the show.
There is a story between Kofi and Orton. They could use the briefcase to further that past history. No, you don't need the briefcase for that history.
On this week's episode of Game of Thrones, there's gonna be some guy watching Money in the Bank on his flat screen in the background.
God damn it! Yeah, Hector, you don't need that briefcase to bring that story to light. Just have Orton and fucking Kofi. Actually, they already did Orton and Kofi just recently.
Because Kofi did the infamous stupid.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Hey, let's throw a monkey in the wrench. Let's throw the what we have to do here. Hey, CM Punk comes back at Money in the Bank.
No.
Right. No.
I always have to say it to be on record.
No. Here's a transition to end the show. AEW just announced they're on TNT. TNT's back in the wrestling business.
All right.
Ted Turner, how many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
Ted Turner's nowhere near this anymore.
Is he on Turner?
No.
Dude, you are 15 years late.
Is he still alive? Honestly, I have no idea. Is he still alive?
Ted Turner has nothing to do with this. AOL Time Warner, Turner. They want to go back in the wrestling business. So AEW. They haven't announced the day. They haven't announced what hour or how long the show is going to be.
5 hours!
Fuck that noise.
If they're smart, they're going to be two.
Fuck that noise! 1 hour. The weekly show is being the elite. So All Elite Wrestling is 1 hour a week. They ain't got the roster right now to go 2 hours without you already getting burned out by the 6 month.
Very
no,
true.
Okay. One hour.
NXT one is hour. It works for it. Keeps us wanting more.
Yeah, and I it has to be 1 hour.
And are they going to do the thing like TNA and NXT where they tape like 17 episodes? And
I hope not, but they might.
I hate spoilers. But it helps them. It's going to be either watching on Thursday night or Wednesday night.
Are you
going
to make the effort to watch it?
Depending on the night and to see if it's on
TNT.
Before,
do you have TNT?
It's on TNT. Before, isn't like Rizzoli and Isles and like Franklin and Bash on TNT or something?
I don't know.
I don't watch
Silk
TNT.
Stockings.
Silk, yeah. The only time I watch.
Oh, or isn't it 7 hours of Big Bang on TNT?
That's TBS.
That's TBS. Okay. Yeah. All right.
TNT is
Cops.
Like.
I'm sure they show Cops.
That's Spike.
Cops is on every
TNT
channel.
TNT is like,
oh, but they preempt shit the for NBA too. Yeah. So like, we're gonna miss a couple of weeks because of the finals. And playoffs
and
shit.
That's gonna be terrible. It's like the Westminster Dog Show all over again.
Oh,
Tuesday
that?
Night Raw.
Tuesday Night Raw.
No, I'll probably make an effort to watch.
Yeah, I will. I watched that over fucking Impact on which channel 746. I think it's on it's
Twitch.
On Pursuit
and Twitch.
Which
and Impact Plus, and it's on their Impact Plus network.
Yes,
which you mentioned. We'll transition to that. Their tour in Texas in July.
Impact.
So Impact.
Impact was the name of the show.
It's the name of the brand.
Company now.
It's the name of the company. So
this happened so long ago. Arno, where are you?
That stuff.
So,
their
tour of Texas.
Yeah, no, right now.
Impact Plus is their new streaming network.
Okay.
And they have monthly specials that are only on that in network.
Okay.
Separate from their monthly pay-per-views.
Never heard of
their pay-per-views.
Thing like that.
Last month they had a co-promotion against House of Hardcore or something. HOG or something. I forget what it's called. This coming month in June, they're going to have a show on Friday night. It's called Bash at the Brewery. It's going to be at Freetail Brewery in San Antonio.
Nice.
$30 for a ticket. The next day, Saturday, Deep Impact, right here in Houston, Texas.
Well, Texas City.
Teaming with Ring of Honor.
Asteroid
no.
Hits.
With Ring of Honor?
I mean, Reality of Wrestling.
Reality of Wrestling.
Reality of Wrestling.
Yeah. They're going to be at the World Gym Arena down in Texas City. Booker T's ROW.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to have matches against Impact guys against ROW guys.
That's cool.
And some
like
Impact
Vince
main event matches.
Hmm?
That's cool with like WWE. Booker T is still technically like a WWE employee.
Well, he's a WWE employee, but this is his own company. So
yeah,
sure. I guess you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, Impact. I mean Slammiversary 17 is gonna be at Gillies in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah.
No Gillies, that sounds familiar.
I'm going there in July for Papa Roach.
Okay.
I'm going there in October for Baby Metal.
So it's like a is it like an arena?
No,
it's like a concert
venue. It's a huge concert venue warehouse. It's like four or five different rooms.
Okay,
and they're in one of the rooms.
Gotcha.
Okay. I don't know which one, but it's nowhere near the 4,000 seat that they had at UT Arlington, the last two Slammiversaries they had here. That one, number 10. For that one sold out.
Which one's there, WrestleMania?
Bound for Glory. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honey, he's Wario.
You, Luchador boy. Give me some memories of Silver King.
But Ramses is not dancing and there's not at the party.
Everybody had to go for that.
Yeah. Nacho. Sure.
It's okay.
I just saw the video today.
Oh, did you?
It fucking sucks.
I've
Hoovy
I've,
is Hoovy's a fucking asshole. That
forever.
But wait, Hoovy not, did it?
It was
he,
a no, match.
No, he died. I think he did. I didn't see.
It was see just a dropkick. It was just a dropkick to his shoulder, and that was it.
The video that I saw, he's already on the ground, so I don't know when it happened.
Okay, because I'm on purpose just like haven't watched it.
I didn't mean to watch it. I was watching Astros neither recap.
I didn't want to watch it.
I was watching Astros recap, then it started, and I was like, oh man, it doesn't. Oh, fuck it. And I watched it, and I instantly was like, why am I still watching this?
Yeah.
It's why I haven't watched like the video of that old man falling off the bus and stuff like that. And just like,
oh, that is fucked up. Yeah. I saw that today, too. Oh,
see.
No, I saw the video of the Baytown chick that got shot.
No, oh, I saw that. I don't know why I saw that. I woke up. It was the first thing in the morning, and I was like,
I remember you had to go to facesofdeath.com to watch all this bullshit. Now it just pops up on
Facebook.
Your feed.
Yeah. Uncover?
Yeah.
What am I uncover? Oh, no.
Yeah. But, okay. So, well, the part of the video that I saw, he was already on the ground, and Hoovy's like, hey, roll over. I'm going to pin you. And he wouldn't roll over, and he was like, so he tells the ref, fuck it, I'm going to roll him like this, pin him 1, 2, 3. The ref's like, no, you have to roll over on his back 1, 2, 3. And they're like, he's not fucking moving. And so Hoovy fucking picks him up, like rolls him over. The dude just turns around, bam, smacks the back of his head. Like, I'm pretty sure he's already dead at this time.
Yeah.
I haven't read the timeline of how or when he died.
Fuck.
But the guy's fucking dead the whole time. Hoovy pins him, celebrates, plays Mexican flag, walks around, blah, 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 blah. And then the whole time the referee's just looking at Silver King like, Fossa, get up. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh man. And he starts checking on him and still nothing. And then the crowd starts chanting Silver King, Silver King. He's dead. He's not moving.
Yeah.
So, another, like, this is when you realize the camera guy's like, oh shit, something's happening. So he's like looking in, like getting closer, unfortunately. And
because, you know, Mexico.
No, it was in America.
Oh, it was in America?
Yeah, it was
in
English.
It was a lucha show.
Yeah, it was a lucha show. So then Hoovy comes back out and he's like, what the fuck? And he's in there all looking. And then, like, there's like three guys, and that's where the video just cuts off.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently he died. I haven't read anything about it. I just know that he died.
Yeah.
I didn't remember him in WCW. Was he in WCW?
Yeah,
he had a bald spot with curly hair.
So he was without a mask?
Yeah. He wrestled without a mask.
I don't remember him.
Black tights, I think. Boots. Either. Yeah.
So, my friend, I don't know if he misspelled LWO or he was part of the IWO.
No, he was part of LWO for a bit.
Okay. Yeah. If my friend just misspelled LWO. Or he put the lowercase on the L.
So, which you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess so, yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's fucked up. That sucks. But once I found that he was Ramses, like, fucking Ramses died.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
You have homework.
Well, hold on before we get to the homework. What did you guys watch? What do you think about the Jonny Moxley little promo vignette thingy?
Oh,
until he signs with someone, I don't care.
Yeah, this could be all for
it's awesome. It was an awesome video, but for what? Where's
going? Yeah, exactly.
Like, no.
Okay. Good. I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels like
is
that.
He dropping an album? Like, what's he doing?
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. So what does this mean? Because it kind of reminds me of when Ken Kennedy left WWE, and he like started putting out videos himself that were pretty interesting. They were pretty cool. Like, oh, all right. And he hadn't gotten signed anywhere. And then eventually he gets signed to TNA. And it's like, oh, okay, now he's Mr. Anderson. All right, whatever.
Anderson.
And I was all right with him and what he was doing in TNA, and I really liked it, but then he just got, you know, TNA'd, you know, where it was just like nothing, you know. And this is kind of what it feels like to me. It's an independent video. He's putting out himself. It's a high quality thing, which is nice. But so what? He's a man with no country right now. So, like, what's it for? To what end?
Yeah.
Just keep him relevant for a little bit? Like,
You have homework.
Okay, I have homework.
Because you didn't know about this until before we recorded.
Okay.
The holy grail of tape trading was finally uncovered.
Huh? He doesn't know about this either. All right, explain to both of us. We both have
Tape traders have long been searching for this match that is supposedly like the best match that Bret Hart has ever had. And it's against a guy named Tom McGee.
Oh, that's on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can watch the match on Twitter. I could probably find it for you right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're supposed to be next week at.
I've never known if it's like ironic. Like it's supposed to be like a terrible
match.
The
reason that they're talking about it, for one, is because the match was uncovered. Next week during StarCast, during All Double or Nothing weekend, they're actually going to have a panel with Bret Hart and Tom McGee talking about this match. Mm. The reason this match is so fabled is because it highlights the raw talent of Bret Hart.
Okay.
Because the documentary is like 28 minutes with the match. And Bret Hart's like, look, give me what are your three best moves? Okay. Do exactly what I tell you, when I tell you, and you're going to be fine. And to the point where Vince McMahon thought that after Hulk Hogan, Tom McGee was going to be the next guy because of Bret Hart, not realizing he already had the next guy. It was fucking Bret Hart.
Yeah.
And it took him 5 years to figure that out.
Yeah. I've been seeing this all over Twitter for the past month.
Yeah. Apparently, it's going to be a special on the network where they actually have the documentary and they're going to show the match.
WWE Network?
Yeah. WWE Network.
That's tight. Yeah. When are they doing this? It's already
out. So I saw it today.
So I can go home and watch it on the network?
Yeah. It's a nice little 20-minute doc. Yeah. It's got Cassius Ohno. It's actually got
Tyson Kidd.
Tyson Kidd's old tag team partner. David Boy Smith's in there, Junior. Yeah, cool. He's in there.
I've noticed they've been bringing him in WWE a lot, but just like as like little background because obviously he's related to like Natty and Tyson and all of them or whatever. But
yeah. Oh no, if you want to look at heritage wrestlers, man, you go to MLW.
What is MLW?
Major League Wrestling.
Yeah, what is
from
that?
Orlando?
It's on BN,
but they also show episodes on YouTube too. Dude, they got Brian Pillman Jr. They have Teddy Hart on there. They just signed the Von Erich boys.
Okay.
There's people who are still alive in that family?
Yes. Yeah. The last surviving Von Erich has two sons, and they're tag teaming. If you guys watch the Dark Side of the Ring series, they did an episode on the Von Erichs, and they show the sons there at one point learning.
Because they were in TNA for a cup of coffee, weren't they? I thought they were.
Yes.
And Lacey
was there for a minute. Yeah. I miss Lacey.
Yeah. Lacey Von Erich,
the daughter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 She actually stuck around longer than the boys.
Yes, they stuck around longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, like all the second, third generation kids, dude, they're coming up. They're coming up.
And I remember reading about Chris Benoit's other kid. The one that died, obviously.
He goes backstage at house shows and he's learning to wrestle.
The thing about it is like the stigma of his dad's name is what's costing him. So I don't know how he's viewed. Obviously, people like Jericho and others, they're gonna
if he wants to get out of the shadow of his dad, he has to be like his dad. Ouch. He wrestled in New Japan with a mask. For the first like 3 or 4 years before WCW even noticed him.
Yeah.
So don't tell anybody he's a Benoit. Just have him as Tiger Mask number 7 or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Just have him wrestle. You know, and eventually maybe if you want to build on that, make a story that he wants to be something. He wants to get out of the dark shadow of a
monster. I just know he'll never be anything in the WWE just because of his dad. I personally think that.
He's mostly in WWE house shows in the back.
Really?
He's visiting. So he's welcome there. Yeah, I mean,
putting him on TV, that's a whole different story.
Yeah. But
we've been gone for a couple of weeks before we go. Your memory's a little hazy. You got any match of the week suggestions?
No.
Dang.
What do we have on the list so far?
We have nothing on the match of the year.
We haven't really because of the old HWR, which I think is a bullshit rule. Like if all three of us don't agree, I would still right now put fucking Kofi and Daniel Bryan as one of the matches of the year. There is a match. Fuck, it's not. It's like a week or two ago, and I was like, damn. I even told that if we still had matches of the week, that would be our match of the week. I put it in the chat. God, I don't remember what
Let
it
me
was.
Help you then.
Well, let me see.
I've got some suggestions. from Impact Rebellion, Full Metal Mayhem, LAX against the Lucha Brothers. Did you see that spot that I sent the video? Where Phoenix did a Spanish fly off the ladder inside the ring to a table outside the ring.
Oh my god!
But Phoenix didn't fully rotate, so he went up. The only reason he didn't kill himself is because the LAX guy hit the table first, so it kind of softened the landing. But that match was fucking badass, dude.
There was one that you brought up in the chat that we had. It's Dijakovic versus Mansoor
from NXT Television. That whole episode, dude. And then the promo afterwards with Velveteen Dream doing his version of the national anthem.
Yeah, that was so good. But I think that might be the match that I said too. No.
Kazuchika. So match of the candidate would be this definition of over. But what was it?
Kazuchika Okada versus Sonata from Dontaku. Japan was a good match, too.
Open that up. Open up Twitter. The Twitter machine.
It was derp derp.
Because our memory sucks.
Oh! That's not... No, yeah, that would...
Okay, fine. Back on track.
The Rocker guy.
How about
that guy's going to be over as fuck.
Oh, Bugenhagen.
Bugenhagen. Oh, my God. That guy's going to be a star. Or he's gonna be like Brandon, get himself over. Then
how about this last Raw, Mysterio versus Cesaro?
That was a badass.
That was pretty good.
That was really
okay.
Really good.
You know what? We need to talk about this.
What?
So apparently Sheamus
is done.
Retiring.
Done. Retiring. Retired. Whatever.
Yeah.
Is this a blessing in disguise for Cesaro?
Yeah.
Think so? Do you think Sheamus is holding him down in the tag team division?
I don't know about all that. Because a lot of times that's not even the wrestler's decision. I would say it's a blessing in disguise for a guy like Sheamus. Because he still wrestled with that injury, knowing he had that injury. Sometimes you need to be told, as much as we love Daniel Bryan, sometimes you need to be told you got to stop.
Yeah.
And so for Sheamus to still live for the next 10 years and not be another Silver King, not be a hijo de perro aguayo, not to be another fucking... Mitsuhara Misawa. No, this is good.
Okay.
He had a great run. He had his moments when I liked him. He had his moments when I hated him. He had that moment where I laughed my ass off when he beat Cena at TLC and all the kids around me were crying. It's awesome. He had a great career. Awesome for Sheamus.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. I get it. But let's talk about the living. Cesaro. I really like Cesaro. I've always really, really liked Cesaro. I think these last couple of years with Sheamus has been a good tag team run, but maybe it's outlived its welcome a little bit because I want to see Cesaro do more shit as a singles competitor. Is this the time now?
No. They would have done if they really wanted to do something with Cesaro right now, he would be in the Money in the Bank ladder match right now. Oh, dang.
Good point.
So if I really want to see something awesome, throw Cesaro against Johnny Wrestling in NXT.
Oh!
Have him run NXT for the next 6 to 9 months. Cesaro be the fucking man.
I remembered the match.
What was your match?
AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio Jr. versus Samoa Joe on Monday Night Raw, April 22nd. That opening triple threat match. That's when I said that.
Because
you were we were like, holy fuck, that's that match. All like me and you at least were like, oh my god, that was an amazing match.
That was good.
But, yeah. Okay. I was looking for that. Sorry.
Do we have any to appease Hector in live chat? Do we have any New Japan talk?
Not this week.
Okay.
Nope. The Super Cup's going on right now. I'm recovering from a cold, Arnold. So I haven't had a lot of time to watch all the wrestling. So
ask me what I think about Kushida.
What do you think about Kushida's debut?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, he wrestled again tonight.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, dude. Against
the finest. Oh, the finest. So
Keith Lee returns too. Go watch that.
He does this badass fucking punch. It's like a tribute to a pitcher for
It's a wind up.
It's a wind up punch.
Yeah, like the way Jose did.
Boom! Oh, it's so fucking good.
Yeah,
and his little submission was fucking tight too.
Is he still doing the hoverboard? Yeah. Are they calling it that?
Hoverboard. Yeah,
hoverboard.
Nice.
Lock,
nice.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna like that guy.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah, like him for the next 9 months because then when he ends up on 205, you're not gonna watch him.
Yeah, he'll just be Kush.
Hypocrite.
Oh! Cushy.
You know what? We're going to call you Chris.
Next week, Fallout from Money in the Bank.
And we prediction show for NXT?
No.
AEW.
Prediction show for AEW. Double or Nothing, AEW. I've got the matches right here in my face. Right. But we ain't going to talk about it till next week.
All your face. Yeah.
So post MITB and then
free
that. Yeah, so in two weeks.
2 weeks it'll be post.
So then we'll have a break and then in 2 weeks.
We won't have a break. No, if you don't want to take a break, we don't have
because
to.
In 2 weeks it'll be post Double or Nothing and pre NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, TakeOver 25.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Goddamn. Right when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Yeah. But that's up to you guys because we're only supposed to do twice a month. And for May, was only supposed to be Money in the Bank and then AEW.
Well, we'll figure it out. I mean, you and Scott are going out there for AEW, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe y'all, give your little perspective out on the road.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
This weekend, we haven't talked enough about what's going on in the wrestling world this weekend. Before you tune into Money in the Bank, this weekend is WrestleFon. So Friday, really? Saturday, Sunday.
Heard about it this year.
Yes, sir. It's going down. Going down. So for those of you who don't know, WrestleFon is a live charity video game stream on Twitch where we're basically raising money for kids in hospitals and stuff, getting them like toys and video games and stuff like that. The name of the charity is Child's Play Charity, and WrestleFon does this every year. This is the fifth WrestleThon. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I don't know the exact time that we're going to cut off for Money in the Bank. I might just skip Money in the Bank and just watch highlights later, whatever. But like I said, it's going to start Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the stream for the whole weekend. So make sure you guys tune in. We're going to be playing all kinds of crazy old school wrestling video games, all the new shit too, 2K.
Every system is covered.
Every system.
So they play everything.
Even fucking WWE Crush Hour. We'll even play that at some point. You know, all the different Fire Pros, all the different WCW
Super Brawl.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. WCW Against the War, I saw it on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Really good.
WWE All Stars is one of my favorites.
The games that aren't even sanctioned by wrestling companies, the one that was like just pro wrestling. Oh. You know, fucking.
I used to have like a non-named Super Nintendo wrestling thing that was really good.
Yeah. So please check it out. As you're watching, you could donate and help to raise money for the cause. This is a great cause that I've been involved in with every year. Yeah. My boy Jake,
we can share the link on our Facebook.
Yeah, we'll definitely share it out. He's the one that heads it all up. It's not my baby, it's his baby, but I help him and participate with that every year. So
they always
please.
Have giveaways.
Yes,
a lot of great giveaways from 2K and from other donors. I did commit to go. One way or another, I have to follow that commitment because I try my best to do what I say. So even if I don't get any sleep, if I have to go on a Friday night at midnight, because it's 48 hours.
They stopped that as of last year. So we're going late. I think we're going to like 11 o'clock and then starting at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, because they need sleep.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out.
It's not straight.
I'm going to be there too.
Friday night until late at night. Then they pick it back up Saturday morning, early in the morning. All the way.
It was hard to find shifts for a lot of that stuff. So you would stay up the whole 48 hours. Jake would get like 3 hours of sleep and then he'd keep going because
3 hours of sleep for the entire fucking weekend.
I've done those.
Before we go, my wife is telling me that my daughter's watching. So hi Penny.
Love
you.
Penny.
Oh, you're not raising any middle fingers now.
No. PG, babe.
Rewind to the beginning.
Do not rewind to the beginning.
Anything else?
No.
Adios, my friends. Keep it classy.